I have two announcements. First, if you are interested in becoming a member, we will have a short ceremony on May 12th. We will introduce you, and then we have a responsive reading, which I have a copy of and I can give you today. Becoming a member is a very personal choice. We don't ask you to profess your faith. We do expect that a member honor our diverse spiritual views, respect the sources of our living tradition, and are in agreement with our seven principles. Members can vote. These are the pluses. You can vote at our annual meeting, serve on the board, and there are places to serve, and you'll receive the quarterly UUA magazine. If you have any questions or you would like to become a member, please talk to me after the service. My second announcement is about the UU Book Sale. UU Book Sale is on May 18th from 9 to 3 here. Setup will happen on Friday the 17th between 2 and 6 o'clock. You make it happen by signing up to help and by donating your books, CDs, and vinyl records, and by telling your friends to donate theirs too. Remember, we give away all of the proceeds. Half will go to the Winona Food Shelf this year, and the other half will go to Women for Women, which is working delivering help in the Sudan. Here's what to do. Number one, collect those books, CDs, and vinyls, and put them in a double grocery bag, like that one, okay? Encourage, demand, cajole your friends to do the same. And then, to make it really convenient, because we hold it here, you can bring them here to the Guild Hall on Sunday the 5th, which is the annual meeting, and May 5th, and on May 12th. Or you can deliver them to the Hassings, Barb and Michael Hassings' home, their garage actually, from Wednesday, May 8th to Thursday the 17th. And I have a story to tell you about a particular congregation that maybe we can relate to. How many UUs does it take to change a light bulb? Well, the board has to decide who's going to pay for it. The Chalice Committee has to find a ladder, decide if it meets OSHA standards, who is willing to climb it, and they have to find out if the insurance will cover it if the person falls. Social Justice Committee will determine which type of light bulb is ecologically appropriate, and if one of the congregation does the replacement work, is that denying wages from a union worker? The Social Events Committee will meet to decide if and when they'll have a party and how to light it up. The Sunday Service Committee will create a service, of course, titled Paths UUs Might Take to Luminescence. Everyone will be invited to write a poem, create a dance, or tell their life story. The music committee will choose a song for that service. Guess what it would be? This little... That's right. And of course, there will be a sign-up sheet for appropriate treats to celebrate changing the light bulb. In turn, it takes about 36 UUs to replace a light bulb. Well, today I'm going to give you the facts about a decision that you will be part of at the UUA General Assembly. This is an annual 4-day event that brings all UU congregations throughout the country together to do the work and the decisions of our denomination. Our fellowship has one vote. We need one of you to be our delegate to deliver that vote. Now, the event is free. It's on Zoom from your own laptop or computer. The vote will be taken exactly on June 22nd this summer between 1:30 and 5 Central Time. Please see me or Barb Hassing or a board member, whoever you are, after the service if you'd be willing to do this. Again, it's free. Now, the GA and the eighth principle, what we're going to talk about today and the eighth principle are two different things. The proposed revision of Article 2 of the UUA bylaws and rules is what we'll talk about today. You will have a straw vote today on accepting or rejecting the proposed revision. And our fellowship will be among all of the votes from all of the churches and fellowships that attend the General Assembly. And that vote will decide for the entire denomination whether to accept or reject the proposed revisions. Next week, Phil Lund will talk about the eighth principle. And eventually this congregation will take a vote on that, but it will be for our congregation only. So what is Article 2? Our bylaws for the UUA define the purpose and the principles of Unitarian Universalism. And Article 2 of those bylaws has five specific sections. The purposes, the principles, those which are listed on the back of your order of service, and if you want to take those out now, we'll be referring to them, and our sources, which are also listed there, inclusion and freedom of belief. Now, looking at the slide, you will see that principles has been proposed to read values and covenant. Sources will read inspirations, and I'll explain that in a moment. Now, our denomination is a living tradition, and change is part of who we are. It's impossible for any of us to learn and grow, but not to change. So it is ordained that every 15 years, the bylaws require that the UUA study Article 2, which includes the principles and sources. And that has happened, and I hope this morning that I can explain the proposed changes and revisions. And then you'll vote in the back of the room to reject or accept. This will be a straw vote. Now, I'd like you, as you have, taken out the order of service. Okay, and let me give you a little bit of history slide. Changes in the Article 2 have been happening all the way along. In 1997, the dignity of man and ideals of brotherhood were dropped, as was referring to all ministers as he. The bylaws were last revised in 1987. Reagan was president. Televangelist Pat Robertson announced his candidacy for president, and Fox News went prime time. That revision included the seven principles and the sources as we know them today. They were approved in 1995. So the last attempt at a full revision was voted down at GA in 2009. So just because proposals are made, it doesn't mean that they'll happen. It happens at the General Assembly, which again is this June. It's yearly, of course. So a revision is overdue, and it began 4 years ago in 2020, and that will be either accepted or rejected this June. So, slide. Who did this, why, and when? How did it become about? Who did it? In 2020, the UUA Board of Trustees created the Article II Study Commission with six people. Two of them were then high school students, by the way, one of them from Minneapolis. Four adults, reverends and lay readers, all of them but one from the East Coast or Southeast of the United States. Why did they meet? The board entrusted them to review Article 2 and, quote, propose any revisions that will enable UUs to be a relevant and powerful force for spiritual and moral growth, healing, and justice. Proposed changes should articulate core UU theological values. The commission should ask UUs to choose love in action as the path forward, quote unquote. How did they do it? Not in a vacuum. Questionnaires, focus groups, feedbacks and surveys from some 900 UUs, plus amendments that were approved at GA all came together, more than it takes to change a light bulb. When will it be decided? Again, June of this summer at GA. And it will take a two-thirds majority vote to be adopted. If it fails, a similar proposal cannot be adopted. It can't even be looked at for 2 years. So let's us take a look at it. I'd like the helpers, some of you have the handout in front of you, if you could give that to everyone. Thank you. As you take a quick look at that, you'll see at the top that the flower image has the six values centered around the word love. So, this is your copy of the proposed revision of Article 2. Purposes, values, inspirations, inclusion, and freedom of belief. I'm going to read the first, the opening of it here and the first value, and then I'll give you about 3 minutes to read in silence and to ask yourself a couple of questions. As Unitarian Universalists, we covenant, which means we make an agreement, a contract, in congregation to congregation and through our association to support and assist one another in our ministries. We draw from our heritages of freedom, reason, hope, and courage, building on the foundation of love. Love is the tool that holds us together and is at the center of our shared values. We are accountable to one another for doing the work of living our shared values through the spiritual discipline of love. I'd like you at this point to begin thinking, how does this make you feel? And is this UU-ism for you? I'll read the first one and then give you time to read the other six values. The first is interdependence. The definition: we honor the interdependent web of all existence. With reverence for the great web of life and with humility, we acknowledge our place in it. And now the action plan. We covenant, we make a contract to protect Earth and all beings from exploitation. We will create and nurture sustainable relationships of care and respect, mutuality and justice. We will work to repair harm and damaged relationships. And then I'd like you to take a couple minutes, consider these two questions, and read as far as you can. And I know that you haven't all finished, it takes a while. I'm going to ask you, though, from your first impressions, I'd like to ask you to turn to someone near you and share these two thoughts or one of these two thoughts. How does it make you feel? And is it UUism for you? As I say, I'd like you to turn to two or three other people, and I would ask you if you would allow the newer members, friends of our fellowship, and or the younger members to speak from some of these. These are some of the pros and cons that study groups have come forward with. Under the pros, it's a unifying theology of social justice. Social justice is the theological core of this revision. Values is less like a Ten Commandments list of principles. That's one opinion. There's more action in this. The seven principles have no verbs. This refers to what you were saying, I think, Emily. The values are action-oriented. The third one, there's more accountability. The revision says we covenant, it's a contract, it's an agreement, instead of affirm and promote. It's up to date with new leadership. A younger generation sat on the study committee, two of them at the time high school students. Now, they were part of the 900, but that's been pointed out. On the con side, the elimination of the principles and sources, they won't be with us anymore. And they have served as the theological core of UUism. The values, again, this is opinion, the values don't distinguish us from any other religion. And it's wordy. Social justice priorities. When you read the entire piece, and we haven't all had time to do that, anti-racism is prioritized. Rather than allowing congregations to focus their social action on issues such as climate change, immigration, criminal justice reform, and local issues. Accountability is strongly implied in the revision, but who would exercise that? What would it mean to be out of covenant? What are the consequences? There are no specifics. And finally, in the inclusion section, if you would turn to the back of this, to the back of this under inclusion, which is section 2.4 of Article 2, under that section, it limits our welcome to all persons who share our values. The current statement that the UUA has says, we will truly welcome all persons. Those who share our values welcome all persons. Slide 12, inspirations. Now this is what would replace sources. Again, it's in front of you, inspirations. You'll see it's a brief paragraph. Some of the highlights of it are, we're inspired by sacred and secular understandings. We respect histories, contexts, and cultures that are currently practiced. We are grounded and sustained by them. We are called by those ancestries to deepen and expand our wisdom going forward. And if you would look down further on your sheet to the inclusion section, the lines in italics prioritize those with, and the last line of it, historically marginalized identities. And at the very end, the freedom of belief section, this italicized wording under freedom of belief has been removed, the part I'll tell you right now, this has been removed. It did say, nothing shall infringe upon the individual freedom of belief. And this wording has been added. Congregations do not require members adhere to a particular creed. Which is subtle, but there is a difference there. But this gets overwhelming. Slide. All in all, whew, right? When we first went through this in the small committee, Emily had a fabulous response. I don't know if you want to say it at this time or not. It's just like, what? Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's what this is about. Okay, last slide. The study commission has asked important questions about who and what we are as UUs. The final vote, as we've said, will be in June. We do need one of you to be our delegate to carry our vote. Slide. So how will we vote? Today is the fun part. I'll ask everyone here, and I'm so grateful that so many people have come on this gorgeous day, you will get to vote. Now, this is a straw vote, meaning if we have an overwhelming yes or no today, that will be our fellowship's vote. If we don't have a majority, we'll take a final vote on May 5th, which is our annual meeting, and it will be during this time instead of the Sunday service. In the meantime, I'll have Jan, I hope she's well enough to do this, Carolyn, to send out the announcements, and I'll have more information there for you to read, the pros, fabulous essay, why it should pass, fabulous essay, why it should not. I'm trying to be very dispassionate today. So today, though, we would like everyone, before you leave, and I'll be in the back of the room to check on you, you have three possibilities. You can take a penny, put it in the no, you reject this, put it in the yes, you are in favor of this revision, or put it in the can that says undecided. Vote once, one penny, one person, okay? And slide. Thank you all. I really, really, really appreciate this. I'll be in the back of the room. If you have questions, I'll try to answer them. And be sure you vote. Thank you very much. Yes, and thank you for clarifying. That's exactly what we decided. We take a straw vote today, kind of get an idea where you're at, and then on May 5th, we'll take the final vote. The only piece that you don't have is the purpose, which is in the very beginning, and that's never been changed. That has not been changed. But all in all, this is the entire.
So all the text.
This is it. That's right.
So